come south to some distance into our land, and ours go beyond, mm-hmm. see, right back of the church, mm-hmm. some were right there.
Well, you and the Santanas and the San Felipes have just a verbal agreement.
Yeah.
About use of the overlap.
About settling the, where we are now.
Mm-hmm. So there really isn't any problem with it. It's just the government thinks there is.
Yeah.
That's probably what he's talking about. I'll look it over, and then next time I see you, I'll point it to you. Mark that. Santa Ana's problems.
If it's somewhere from the 30s, this for sure I would know it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Even from the 20s. Of course, I deal lots with those things.
Well, I guess it doesn't make any difference.
Well, keep looking. By the time I come up.
Would you like some more coffee?
No.
Okay. What, this is those houses you went up and looked at Cochiti,
yeah.
Was it?
Where? Over at Tasuki.
Tasuki, yeah.
Yeah, in Lambay. Yeah.
They look like they're a pretty good deal?
I think so, yeah.
What are they going to do? Just build them in a new area? Are they going to tear down the old houses or what?
We don't know yet how they're going to do it. Because, first place, like 2 years now, 2 years past, they had to be all in one place, a unit, mm-hmm. and were set in a strict form, see. But now, it gives each person that wants to build a house a right to pick a spot where he wants it, see. So long as it's near a, it's going to be near the sewer line.
See? Yeah.
And the electric lights. See?
Yeah.
So, I don't know what they would say again tonight. I missed the last time I was, I think I was in hospital that time when they had one.
Mm-hmm. What seems to be, does everybody seem to favor these houses, or are there some people that don't want them?
Well, it's just the people that want the houses there are the ones to say they want them. See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not
the same thing like yesterday, see. If you're working and getting paid so much a year, that will give you a that you'll be able to pay for the house.
Mm-hmm.
But you, if you are get less than, I think it was $2,000 a year or something like that, but I don't think you're eligible for it. If, especially if you have a family.
Yeah.
Can,
does the whole village have to approve of having the houses?
I don't think so.
Just anybody can get one if they want.
Yeah, those people that want it, they're the ones. Of course, the Puebla has already approved it, see. Anybody that wants to build a house, will, it'll be up to them to build if they want it, see.
I see. So, what are the meetings about to inform the people more about what kind of houses they are? things
well,
like that.
It's going to be timber houses and block houses.
Uh-huh.
And there's another kind of something like a stone house. I forgot what he called. You know, something like those chicken, basket chicken houses that they recently built? Or like the house that the office house of that Coronado Trail Village. Something like, looks like an adobe from the highway.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that one too if you want it. See?
Yeah. Is there a difference in price? Are they all about the same?
I think they tried to hold it the same price, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How big are these? They vary for families?
By family, yeah. Has to be.
What's
I don't get... Well, I won't know the measurement sizes, but what the way I heard it would be anybody having a family of four, they can have three bedroom house.
Well, that's
three and two bedroom houses.
Yeah.
Depending on the size of the family.
Yeah. Could they get any bigger than three bedroom?
I don't know. I think that would be about something that maybe somebody might want to say something about it. And I missed the last time actually, and I don't know
mm-hmm.
too much about how they decide. But they have a floor plan, see? They look all the same, I think. Yeah.
Now, what's the actual money deal on it?
Well, I don't know yet.
You don't
for
know?
My part. But up there, at the ones that were last, the ones that were lately building now yet, not completed yet, I think they're supposed to be about around $10,000.
Mm-hmm. Now, is the government going to pay any part of this?
No. The owner.
The owner pays for the whole house.
Yeah. See, it's sort of like a self-help housing, see.
Mm-hmm.
If you work on it, on some things there while the construction is going up, see, of the house, you get hours for it, see, and then that would tend to bring down the costs.
Yeah.
See. But actually, after all the outside and inside partition, rough partition is finished, and heating system put in, refrigerator put in, and cook stove put in, heating system put through the building, see, like here, see. Then it'll turn over to the people, see.
Uh-huh.
They have to all be finished first before they can be turned over to the persons that want the house, see.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll be told, see. If you don't, I don't know about... Well, then it'll be up to you to paint the inside the color you want.
I see.
And the partition, you have to give it your final finish. Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good deal, actually.
Yeah. They're pretty nice looking houses.
Yeah. You think you're going to get one?
Huh?
You think you'll get one?
Mr. Jensen, he's sort of after me. What you want me to do, tear my house down at one? My wife, she said to me, why don't you tell him yes? We can leave this one here for our boy, or give him that one. Maybe we might be able to pay that. See, people are allowed 20 years to pay it out, $20 a month.
Hey, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, I think it was $10 a month.
You suppose I could come out and get one?
Well, I told a guy last night that came to tell me about the meeting. He said, "I don't know what to do." He said, "I got a big room foundation already in the back of the house. I got my adobes there. I don't know what I'm going to do." He said, "Whether I'm going to go for that housing or build my house myself." I told him, "I think it's going to be a good deal for you, fellas." I said, "After all, you saw what they had in." I said, "If you want the block house, they're insulating with the ground pumice seal. They're not just leaving it open like the other houses are."
Mm-hmm.
You know, those block houses are got a hollow inside now. But this time they're going to insulate them by pouring out the dry ground pumice into that seal. They're doing it that way. I'd rather you take the pumice than the lumber houses, because they're thicker. And with that insulation, maybe it's better. And not much a chance of burning the whole house down to ashes, I said. If you happen to someday burn the house, you still got your walls up. All you have to do is to wash the smoke off and put your new roof back on, partition off where they were." They are furnishing you with the cook stove, refrigerator, and heating system, see, and water heater, bath tub, bowl, wash basin. Why can't you look how much you're going to get?
Oh, yeah.
So $10, even if it goes up to $15 a month, you got a good job, I says. Yeah. If you want to, if you think you got the extra money, best thing to do is to get out of debt quick. Put that money in, pay $30 maybe, or $40, or even $50 if you can. The sooner you get out of debt, the better. Then you got your house right there. And it's got a storage room on the back porch, see. My God, look, those houses are pretty.
Boy, that sounds like a real good deal to me.
Yeah.
For that price and for all you're getting.
Yeah.
I mean, just the appliances themselves are worth that $10 a month.
Yeah.
If they're good, I'm sure they would be.
I, for my part, it seems like a damn good bargain with that they are offered, see.
Oh, yeah.
But I told him, if you're in a hurry, that's that'll be up to you. I told my grandson the same thing. See, he wants to build a house and get away from his in-laws. See.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want to do, help settle down on their own house. Either way, I told him, but you have to furnish everything when you build your house, I says. I don't know whether you'd be able to put in the heating system right at that time, or you just can't get it. But this way you're going to get it, but you got to wait a long time before you move in, I says. And they're not going to start right away, I says. Maybe they might take 3, 4, 5 months yet. I don't know why they have to delay us. if all these people that, that they counted were ready to go, by God, they ought to be able to come right in and say, worship, where your house is going to be. Bring the blade in and start to level it off. Sure. Not wait till they're all finished. They can inspect every house that's finished, right, one back of the other.
Mm-hmm. Sure, no reason why not.
Yeah. But that's what they're going to do, they're going to pull up those guys.
Yeah.
So I think my grandson, he's just undecided yet. Because there's a good chance, the way they put in those old, those furnishings, see? All you have to do is to put in your bed, chairs, and that other, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
the major appliances are already put in. You don't have to worry about that.
Right, yeah. If you can't afford the other things, you can sleep on the floor and sit on milk crates for a while until you can afford it for that, yeah.
I told him, as long as you're still working over there and getting good money, get $2 an hour. That's good money. You didn't get that much at the archery, I says. You never got that. Save all that money. Your wife is getting probably good money too as a nurse at St. Joseph.
See?
You both are working where there's good money paid. If you decide on that, start putting it away. When I get a time, I says I'm gonna put a drag on the back of the truck, I says, and I'm gonna drag that ground for you. Because they give each person right to where they want the houses.
Yeah.
But you gotta wait, I says. You gonna wait? And if they go at it with vigor, just say, well, those guys need those houses, steady, well, you can get it in less time. They figure in 1 year they can finish.
Well, I think it's well worth waiting for myself. I think it'd be foolish to start building on his own, because if he's building on his own, it's going to take him that long anyway.
Yeah.
He'd just get started sooner, but he wouldn't finish any sooner, I don't think.
Yeah, those appliances, it's hard to get.
Betcha.
And hard to pay the person that's, if you do find somebody to put it.
Mm-hmm.
The heating system is, rather than from the floor, it's on the edge of the house.
On the wall?
On the wall, yeah.
Oh.
Right at the very edge of the ceiling, right those.
Oh, little conduit things. Yeah. Yeah, those are good.
Uh-huh.
Those are good. We have that in Wyoming.
Yeah.
And they heat well up there and it gets cold. Well, what government outfit is sponsoring this? Is the BIA sponsored?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I can't help but think, though, that the government must be paying part of it, because I don't see how you can build a house for $10,000 with all that stuff in it.
God damn, no.
Oh, man.
That's me, too. Well, at Tezuka, they started out with $20,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it took them 5 years to finish them. 10 units.
Oh, smokes.
Ooh, I don't know what sort of smoke with them.
Boy, that just smells like fish to me.
Oh, God.
5 years.
5 years, yeah. Just last year they moved in.
Good grief. What construction company was working? Or was it just the men of the village?
I don't know. No, they're supposed to have a supervisor if they were to work through the self-help houses.
Yeah.
They were supposed to have supervisors right there all the time. to see that they do their work right. Mm-hmm. But this other one, now, they got the contract to do it, see. But the only help is there is probably handing the material to him, see, or doing other kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or help where it's needed, you know.
Between that and the food stamps, a guy ought to be able to look pretty good on $200 a month. Well, here's one thing I thought of, though. At $10 a month, you can't, in 20 years, borrow that much money. You were saying that you thought it would be a good idea to save your money and pay it off in a hurry. I don't think that's true, because they can't raise, there won't be any interest on it.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than saving your money and paying off the house, I think it would be better just to count that as $10 a month rent until you own the house. And you say if you could put $50 a month in the bank to be used for something else, like a new pickup or food or clothing or just a savings.